Hi, this is Hugh Greenwood from the North Melbourne Footy Club, and you're listening to another episode of the Hashtag Kangaroos podcast. Here is your host, Dean Basich.
Welcome to another episode. My name is Dean Vasic. You can find me on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at hashtag Kangas, Instagram, hashtag Kangaroos podcast, TikTok, hashtag Kangaroos one. So today is a solo podcast where I will start my first version of my best 23 for 2024 in round one. I'll obviously get you listeners involved with that as well. I'll tweet it out, put it out on Instagram and so forth. So I'll hope to get a few teams from you guys as well. So look out for that when that comes out. Unfortunately, I was supposed to do a podcast the other day, but there was with Frank Descalzo, but unfortunately there was a real family emergency that came up for him, so he wasn't able to come on. I was going to do a Getting to Know You podcast with him, but obviously a real family emergency has come through for him, unfortunately, and yeah, our thoughts are with him, and hopefully everything's okay, and I'm sure I'll getting back in the coming weeks as well. So I was going to do this podcast today anyway, so yeah, just missed out on that one. So yeah, before I get into the best 23 of 2024, it's actually quite hard to say. Try and say that three times real fast. Also, some pre-season notes as well. The boys have come back after the Christmas break, fit and firing. So we had David King, I went on X, we had David King tweet out, Daniel Pell put out a good photo and a tweet, and I think it's Causa a training as well. He put out a good tweet, just having a look at the group to see a few things. So I will go through them, and I might as well start with the David King tweet. I did retweet it, if you did put it out on my, if you did see it on my X profile, that's at hashtag Kangas. So it was a couple of days ago, it was January 10th. So it was three-part tweet. So first of three, so he sort of says, whack you between the eyes, just how young this group is, which we know brings significant challenges. Clear and obvious for all that at some stage in the near future, North Melbourne will have the best tackle breaking or make you miss midfield group in the competition. As we go through it, I'll talk about it, certain things. So Wardlaw, LDU, McKercher, Sheasel, the core of the new leg drivers, going to be an awesome watch. T. Thomas, a potential addition. Our midfield revolves around LDU. We all know that. So, yeah, no, and I think Harry Sheasel will play midfield this year. I think he's going to push up the ground. I don't think he's going to play halfback this year. He apparently is training with the midfield group. So, yeah, I'd be surprised. Even playing him forward, I think that's a waste as well. So, look, you can have little spells up forward, but, I think you just get him in the guts. Nick Dacos-like. McKercher, it'll be a slow ramp-up. I think he'll play a little bit of half-back, wing, in the midfield as well. He'll rotate through there with the odd rest here and there. Georgie Wardlaw, I think the thing for him is trying to get continuity in his body. Has obviously last couple of years had massive hamstring issues, so hopefully that's all sorted. He even had that towards the end of last year, and they put him in cotton wool for the last few weeks. Taron Thomas, now I did see the Daniel Pell tweet that he is behind after his groin surgery, so he's still ramping up. It's looking touch and go for preseason games at the moment and even round one, so he might be a player that we're just going to have to be slow with. He is an important part of the team. We'd seen that last year when he did come in. So, yeah, obviously they're not going to rush anything with that. So he also goes on to mention anything north of 193 centimetres without the surname Larky is a massive concern. Yeah, look, I agree with that. And if Nick Larky does get injured, and we have been pretty lucky, touch wood that he doesn't get injured, then we're pretty much fucked. We can't deny that. So, yeah. We need him fit and firing. But, who we got on our list that's north of 193 centimetres? I mean, you look at it's pretty grim, to be honest with you. I had a look at the list the other day. You're talking about unknowns in Biggie Newen. Toby Pink, I think, is just over 193 centimetres. Charlie Conburn has obviously got his injury concerns, so we'll talk about him in a second. Callum Coleman-Jones, the jury is definitely still out for him. Is he going to be my best 23 for 2024 round one? You'll have to wait and see for that. I'm not going to give you any spoilers for that. So, yeah, look, and there's a number of others, like Tristan Cherry. The jury is definitely still out for him. I know Marnie Cohen's not a big fan of him. I know Aiden Corr's probably, you know, he's going to be a staple of our defence this year, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing with after losing Ben McKay. So, yeah, look, at the end of the day, it's a good opportunity for some players like Biggie Nguyen, Toby Pink, maybe Callan Dawson. Players are going to definitely get the opportunities to prove their worth. He goes on to sort of say, if Common can avoid the rehab group for a sustained period, maybe track watchers also Spruik and Young, Finbar Maley as a potential wild card, been impressive. To be honest, he would want to. I don't think there's any chance he'll be playing AFL this year. I think it'll be definitely a development year for him in the VFL. So, yeah, I'm certainly not going to put any expectation on that. Sometimes we can get a little bit lost with the preseason, and it can be a bit overrated, and we can get a bit carried away with certain things. And certain players, I think we got a bit carried away with Jared Pollock a couple of years ago in the preseason in the intra-club match where he was looking pretty good, wasn't he? Then all of a sudden, two rounds in, he had a season-ending injury and was delisted later that year. So, unless he really dominates preseason and, you know, kicks, you know, three goals a game really good, then, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, if he does, you know, if he is, you know, showing his potential and, you know, plucking marks and doing, you know, being a really good second forward to Nick Larkey, then he'll definitely get his opportunity. But I still think it's a long shot and he'll be, you know, in the VFL round one. Even if he does perform really well in the preseason, I'll still think they'll put him in the VFL to start with. So, yeah, it will be a development year for him. What else does he go on to say? He sort of, Zerha looks to have had the Petrarca off-season that appears 5 to 7 kilograms lighter. Well, I'm sure you've seen the photo, and he does look in terrific shape. I remember this time last season, and even, pre-season games that he played midfield. He was looking to play more midfield, and he did start there in the pre-season games, and even early in the season, probably the first few weeks. Interesting quote from Kane Corns, and I know he has his critics, and he is a bit of a dickhead, and he does talk a bit of shit, but there is probably an element that he does want to get paid, and he does have to have to get himself in good shape and giving himself the best opportunity to play his best football. In the end, if that's what's driving him, then so be it. And I'm sure he wants to play good footy and win games off his boot, but there probably is the contract year element to it as well. I'm not going to put a percentage on it. Maybe it's 10%, 20%. But at the end of the day, you just want to play good football. And, you know, if it means that he's going to get a big contract next time or during the course of the year or, you know, whichever his new club is, then good luck to him. And hopefully he can play some really good, consistent footy, keep his body healthy and, you know, win us some games. That'll be awesome because we certainly missed him last year when he was out of the team there for a period of time. There is talks of Essendon in on him again. Looks like Brad Scott just wants North players at the moment, getting Goldstein, Ben McKay. I don't think he's looking anywhere else, to be honest with you. Also, I did put out a tweet from Big Footy, looking at, it was a good tweet. I probably should bring it up right now. All right, so this is from True Roo for Life from Big Footy. It was pretty knowledgeable. I don't go on Big Footy much these days, but obviously when there's a pre-season talk, I'll get on it. Talked about training session yesterday. It was an absolute scorcher out there. Lots of smiles when the final whistle went. First year's absent. So obviously they had something on. I know McKercher wasn't there and a number of other first years. or something to do with education or something like that. I'm not too sure. Anyways, seems to be a heavy focus on repeat running. Lots of encouragement from the group, getting everyone through each end. Biggie Ewan was the most vocal during the repeat sprints towards the end. He won't go through every drill. Watch some guys from today. And yeah, we'll talk about them. Hanson Jr. Fitted, pushed himself through all the last few repeat 100 meter, got a lot of encouragement from everyone. His ball use is excellent. A lot of early transition drills. He was nailing teammates on the chest, short and long range. So that's good to hear. Charlie Combin, much more involved today. Looks in good shape, was running well. Done some one-on-one defending stuff with Core and a coach to finish his day. Nice kick out of defense, by the way. He's at least got that over Mackay. Okay, so yeah. I've never seen him be a great field kick, but it might be something he's worked on. Phillips, he says he's been a critic, but he'll have a big year if he can get through the preseason unscathed. Looks in terrific shape, running well and involved in everything. When they ran set plays, which is good. LDU, yeah, sublime. Don't need to say more. Picture of an athlete, yeah, that's fair enough. Like, we all know what the talent he has. Zach Fisher has brought a lot of personality to the group already. Already was on the end of some jokes, sledging from the rest of the group. So, yeah, that's always a bit of fun. Callan Dawson, probably up there with my pick of the bunch at the end of every session I've been to. Leads the way in a lot of repeat running. Callan Dawson, will he be my best 23 so far? You'll have to wait and see. Thomas, Low Core, and a few other injured lads all participated in the warm-up at the start. Left for the gym after that and then returned to run walk laps. Logue looks good, was running and kicking with these. Not sure if ahead of schedule, but done quite a bit, which is good to hear. So he, you know, you never know, he might come back a little bit earlier than expected, which will be good. That was pretty much. You also forget Larky was there today, involved in early drills, then ran some laps and went in early. So apparently got a bit of a knock a couple of days ago on his ankle. So yeah, but there's no dramas there. So, and I did tweet that out, and a lot of people thought that was me at training. No, that was not me. That was through True Roofer Life. So I just tweeted out his quote from Big Footy. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I did notice that Braden George is playing off during some match sim and was playing off half back. So watch his space. Still doing non-contact apparently, but has had a full preseason. Good user of the ball and not a bad way to work himself into the team. We have like 20 half forwards, so maybe while we have that, he can find a position off half back. Pretty good user of a football, so yeah, that might be not a bad start to his transition into AFL football. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the latest news. A bit to go through. I mean, I guess the main concern is probably Tarrant Thomas. We probably want him ahead of schedule. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see on that one, how that's all going in the next few weeks and what we get, with reports as far as from Alistair Clarkson or the conditioning coach. I can't remember his name, that Irish bloke. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see how we go with that. So, all right, we may as well move forward to my best 23. I'm sure this is going to change a lot over the next few weeks, but I'll go through it anyway. So we'll start with a back line. So full back, I've got Aiden Corr. He's our number one defender now. So he probably, look, at the end of the day, he probably will take our best, opposition's best key forward. Back pocket, I've got Callan Dawson. Look, he looked pretty good in that last round against Gold Coast last year. So, yeah, look, I mean, I think he'll get first crack at it. Josh Goda on the other back pocket. I really like Josh Goda. I think he's going to have a really good year. Very, very talented footballer. I think he's good. I think he's really good. So get on him. Long penetrating kick can give you really good run from behind the ball. So look out for him to have a really big year. I'm actually thinking he'll come top 10, at least in the best and fairest, and maybe even better. Centre half back, I've got Charlie Combin. Look, we might as well go with it now. We might as well give him a chance here. So yeah, look, as long as he stays fit and during preseason, he'll definitely get his opportunity there. On the half back flanks, I've got Zach Fisher. Yeah, look, that's you know, I think I mentioned in the last month of the AFL home and away season before he got dropped for the finals, he averaged 25 possessions a game for Carlton playing from behind the ball. So he'll definitely get first crack at that. And Luke McDonald on the other halfback flank. So maybe with a bit of pressure off, with, you know, good players around him, he won't be relied as much to give us that drive from behind the ball. So, look, I think it's going to be an attacking back line. You know, there's going to be a bit of run and gun about it. So, anytime, look, you know, I mean, the game has gone to, it's not just one-on-one lockdown defenders. It's gone to, you know, intercepts and, you know, transitioning from beyond the ball, counter-attack football, basically, for all you soccer fans out there. So, yeah, look, he'll be a big part of that. And, yeah, look, hopefully he'll have a better year in his second year as captain as well. In right in the centre of the guts, LDU. I don't need to say more about that. Like, he's obviously our best midfielder, and everyone else works around him. On the wings, I've got Bailey Scott. Yeah, he was probably one of the competition's best wingmen, but he's definitely our best winger by a mile. So he'll play there. He'll probably, I think him, you know, Zach Fisher, Dylan Stevens, and maybe even, you know, McKercher, Liam Shields, you know, Lazaro, maybe, you know, they'll be players that rotate halfback, wing positions. So yeah, I think it was round 23 last year. He played halfback flank. He really does. He's a good user of football from, look, he's not the greatest. Like, obviously, he can be prone to the odd turnover, like most of the team. But generally, he gives you a lot of drive from behind the ball. So, yeah, he's not too bad in that regard. Dylan Stevens on the other wing. But like I said, he'll be rotating through half-back flank with Dylan Fisher and the wing. Centre forward, I've got Cameron Zerha. I think we're going to go a little bit smaller with our forward line this year. I think we're going to try and play with a bit of pace. So I think it makes sense to go a little bit smaller. So he'll be our centre forward. Obviously, yeah, we mentioned him, that he's in terrific shape. Looks really good. So, yeah, now hopefully that long may that continue. May push into the midfield for spells here and there. Jai Simpkin, I've got on the other half forward flank. I think he'll play a high half forward. He already mentioned that. I think it was maybe last month before Christmas that he'll play that role. So, yeah, look out for him probably playing a little bit more outside of the centre square. Eddie Ford on the other half forward flank definitely deserves his opportunity. Was really good when he came into the team last year. I'm not so sure why it took so long. I think it took about the ninth round nine till he got into the team. But yeah, very classy half forward flank. And if we play a lot quicker, and he, you know, a player that loves the big moments, then he'll definitely thrive in that opportunity. Full forward, I've got Nick Larkey. Need I say more about that? He's our number one forward. If we play a lot quicker and play a bit of run and gun, he'll definitely benefit the most out of anyone. We just got to keep him fit and healthy. Forward pockets, I've got Taron Thomas at the moment, only because of the fitness concern at the moment. He might play a little bit more in the forward 50 to start the season and then ramp up into the midfield. But geez, he'll be a handy addition if he could play in that forward 50 a little bit more to start the season. Yeah, definitely once he gets his feet back and his fitness back, then he'll push straight through the midfield. And I've got Paul Curtis as well. So on occasion, look, I think a good player comp for him is a Bailey Fritch. Very good in the air, very good one-on-one player, can play deep. I think he's quite dangerous when he plays deep. You know, reminds me a little bit of Lindsay Thomas as well. You know, a very underrated player, one-on-one inside the forward 50. And, you know, you can have the odd occasion if teams are, you know, doubling Nick Larkey because we're, you know, going a bit longer, then you can push Nick Larkey further up the ground and just play him as a little bit of decoy every now and then. Not all the time. And then just have Paul Curtis as a one-on-one inside the 450. So, yeah, I think he will have a big year as well. In the ruck, I've got Tristan Sherry. I mean, he has to be a number one ruck at this stage. We've obviously let go of Goldstein. He did look good in the preseason last year, and then I think that broken foot or broken ankle, whatever you want to call it, really hampered his season because he didn't come back this same player in the second half of the year. I think I mentioned he took two marks in the last 4 weeks of the season. For a big guy, that's not good enough. He's got to compete in the ruck for a lot longer as well. And yeah, he'll get first crack. Apparently pre-season's looking quite fit and lean, so like most players should be, but yeah, he's looking okay. Ruck Rover, I've got Harry Sheasel. Yeah, let's just put him in the midfield. Him and LDU, why not? And I've got Rover, as a Rover, I've got Wardlaw. So I really like that new, exciting new group of Wardlaw, Sheasel, LDU. I mean, LDU's an experienced campaigner now. I know he's only probably, what, 23, 24 or something like that. So, but yeah, he's definitely one of the most experienced players in the team now. Now, we do have the youngest list in the competition now. I think it's an average age of 23.4. Obviously, we've had a lot of retirees, Ben Cunnington, Jack Zeeble, Aaron Hall. So it's a very, very young team. So, yeah, I think even David King mentioned it in his tweet. The second youngest team is Hawthorne. So, yeah, there's going to be growing pains, but we may as well do it with players like Harry Sheasel, George Wardlaw, someone to get excited about in that midfield. On interchange bench, I've got Hugh Greenwood as a second ruckman. Has been playing that role in pre-season, apparently. Has been competing with Tristan Sherry. So I really like him as a player that can play on occasions as a forward. He's got a good set of hands, a very good vertical leap. And we need a bit of experience in that team. I mean, outside of him, who's the next most experienced player? Probably, Luke McDonald, Aiden Corr, Nick Larkey after that. So we definitely need a little bit of experience, a little bit of leadership as well. I think he adds a lot of value there. So I'm going to have him as a second ruckman, pinching as a forward, and just adding leadership to the team. I think, he can play as a second ruck quite well. He'll compete in the air. He'll compete on the ground. So, yeah, he almost plays as an extra midfielder if you get that, if you use that weapon quite well. And he's very young. I think he's 32 now, but a very young 32-year-old. He came into the AFL system late after playing and having a good NBL career. Next after that, I've got Colby McKercher. Like I said, I think he'll rotate halfback, wing, midfield as well for little spells in midfield. You don't want to burn him out too much. But if we're going to play run-and-gun style football, he'll be very, very handy in that because he's quite quick, good user of football, likes to play with a bit of pace. So it'll be good. Jaden Stevenson, second leading goal kicker last season. I've got him in the team. He'll rotate with Paul Curtis, Nick Larkey, Cameron Zerha as that other forward. Definitely deserves to be in our best 23 so far. And a bit of a wild card, I've gone Charlie Lazaro. I really liked him in round 23. As an extra midfielder, I've got him ahead of Tom Powell as that last midfield sort of spot. So, yeah, look, why not give him a chance? I think he can, I think he deserves it. And I think a lot of people are writing him off a little bit early. But that Gold Coast game last year, he looked pretty good. And, yeah, if he gets that opportunity, I think he'll do a good job. And as a sub, I've got Liam Shields, a bit of experience as well. Play the odd game as a sub, a good super sub, I think. Can play on the wing, can push into midfield if we're getting a bullied a little bit. He can certainly be a player that goes through there. Can play halfback as well. So yeah, I really like him. So that's my best 23 version one so far. Apologies to Miller Bergman, Jackson Archer, Tom Powell, Toby Pink, Riley Hardiman, Braden George, and probably even Biggie Ewan. Apologies to those players and Callum Coleman-Jones as well. So I think it's going to be a bit of a smaller team next year, or this year, I should say. Jeez, I'm getting my years mixed up. So that's where I'm going with it at the moment. I think it's going to be a bit of a run-and-gun sort of team this year. It's going to be exciting football, but I think we're going to leave ourselves open to getting scored against. But as long as we kick goals and we enjoy watching it, rather than, under Noble that second year where, we're losing, was it every game? We're losing by about, 85 to about 40 every game. So, yeah, whereas this year it might be a games where we lose, 120 to 95 or something like that, which would be, a lot more fun to watch. So, yeah, that's my best 23 anyway. So, yeah, it should be okay. Looking forward, I'm going to be ramping up probably two episodes a week from now on. And yeah, I'll definitely get guests on in the coming weeks as well. The Christmas period is over, the New Year period is over. So I'm definitely out of the holiday mode. I'm excited for footy season, as I'm sure all you listeners are. I mean, when you're going on big footy threads, it's Friday evening to try and find out words and so forth, to try and find out a little bit of gossip. You're pretty excited about the football season coming up. So, yeah, and also thank you very much to all you lovely listeners for all the likes, retweets, comments, all the things you do to help out the show. If you can tell your friends as well, that would be awesome as well. So, yeah, and if you can leave a rating review, that would be awesome as well. So, yeah, I've said as well a few times now. So, yeah, I'm pretty much done. I'm going to get my weekend started from now on. Oh, I actually have started. I got up a few hours ago. But, yeah. So look at sorry, I just lost my train of thought there because I'm just I've decided to go to Big Footy and just have a look at the latest news there, but that's not important anyway. So yeah, like I said, give me your best 23 in for 2024 round one. Yeah, I'll probably do a podcast about that, and I'll probably do another one next week as well. So look out for those episodes. So today I will leave a shout out to True Roo for Life on Big Footy in the North Melbourne threads. Bye for now, and go Roos.